famous Ninu. Tavir Taka means two different names. Rashi says, So Teretz is what? So the Tchabdeni Chayesod Tenem Abnei Sayana. Now you are telling me Abnei Sayana means Beitzo is Bas May Mashiri can't give covered. Alexif Hayana Ksif Bas Sayana. Yevishani Yocho what the Posak Sif Lashtetev. Then really what the two type of birds is the Yana is one bird and the Bas Sayana is another bird. So again the Kashra is that it's two separate birds. It's not an egg. So what's the Nechvami? And the posak siflus tefet posak pun two different tevas. Therefore, it means two different birds. Over there, Rashi Batati means b'shtei tevas. Here it's like it's written in two different names. So therefore, it means two names. And boyasa could mean basayan, just means the egg. And lemiyate kod loimer. Also, the posak lu safra betray. Hachinami the Tati Shmeinin or two different names. Hamayosam b'shtei teves posak lo b'shnei shikun leposaklei. It's two words, but not two different lines. Havloch afilu b'shtei shikun nami posak. Here they made it two different lines. Here taka the basayan about it means another bird. So here taka means another type of a bird. But v'yosam the posak says basayan echam. It only means the oif. So that's the limit to say that the oif, the egg. I mean. The egg that comes out of a knife tongue is also. But you'll see later on the sugi is a little bit chiddush here. Because really we always say, hayotze, something that comes out of tummy is tummy. And whatever comes out of a pig is tummy. So here is Mash, we need a special post to teach us, the egg that comes out of this chicken is also tummy. Alright, that's a chiddush by itself. Yeah, alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding up some chayyim and aleph here, but it's too dark. You're four lines down. So it says the Mishnah matab lomer chachomim kolay. But the Mishnah says even though the Torah doesn't say clearly the simonim of the knife, but still any oif that's doris, if it sieges the food that it eats, that's a simon shreifa. That's the lashon of your kol oif here. A doris tummy, and kol sheish le'etz by yisera v'zechu kukun ha'niklof. That's Torah. The kid says the oif is dervis, that's a similar coming. More says tiny along like this. Tanya Rabbi Gamliel Leimer, dervis the oichel. If the bird is a dervis, it sieges the food and then it eats it, such a food like that is yiduah shutami. That's for sure similar. This oif is my tummy. What's going to be yeshle etzba yisera? Let's say by its toes, it has an extra one on top, it's like two on bottom. And one on top, an extra toe it has. The zefek, it also has a crop, and the kukavono niklas, it's done with the kukla, the kukavonoid. That part, the skin around that you could peel off it. So it's solved, you do a shutor. It has these three simonim, then for sure you know the eighth is tall, then for sure it's tall. It takes its food, it seizes the food, it grabs it with its feet, like with its legs, and pulls it up. That's the way it eats. Not that it just puts it into its mouth, but doris it with its hands. That's a simon of a knife tummy. Now, Reb Lezer, Reb Tzedek Reimer, Mutokin Loichut. He says what? That if it's chaylik, it's boys, that's also a simon of its tummy. So what's called chaylik? What I mean, it divides up its feet. So, Mutokin Loichut Shomashicha. We stretch out a cord. We take a cord and stretch it out. If the bird puts like two toes on one side of the string and two toes on the other side, it divides it equally. That's a similar to my tummy. That's called cholik as raglof. Yeah, tummy. What about sholosh mikan viachas lekan isto? But if it has three on one side and just one on the other side, that's a similar that it's that's a similar that's to. That's what we have in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said again, Rabbi Lezer, that kolayf ha-chilek es raglov is tummy. So that means, the Mer explains now, it means put out a string. And when it stands on the string, it has two toes on one side of the string, and two toes on the other side of the string, that's a simon tummy. Then the Mer says, what if shum ben Lezer oimer? Kolayf ha-chilek
min avir, any bird that like catches the food out of the ear, it just catches food thrown to it in the ear, that's also simitami. So that's the question, what's going on here? Tziturta nami miklat koto. Look, every bird is that way. How can you say a bird that catches it, it means, the Hashem means this bird, tziturta, that we know it's a tall, thick bird, and it also catches food. Rashi says, Tziturta, Rashi says, Yamakirin hoyu shoyotorin, v'zeshmo, that was the name of the bird, and it was also catches food in the ear. So how could you tell me any bird that catches food is tummy? Or Mabaya based like this, Kurlet the Oichel Kamrinan. What I mean to say it's tummy is if it catches the food in the ear and it eats it right away, it doesn't put it down first. That's a simon tummy. But this Tziputa, true, it catches food in the ear, but it doesn't stop putting it into its mouth right away. It first puts it down and it eats. Rashi says, Kurlet the Oichel means Shainam and Ichelor, doesn't put it down on the ground. Actually, you've learned before it swallows it. That's a simon tummy. But if you know it catches it, it puts it down first and then eats it, that's okay. Other people say, if you find the bird that lives amongst birds that's tummy, that's a proof that's also tummy. And if it lives amongst the birds that are tall, this one's also tall. Yeah. Rashi says, the verse says, come on, who's going like Kaman? Krebeleza, who goes like Krebeleza? The Talmud learned like this. Krebeleza, on the letter says, lo mochinam holach zarziz etalerif. Not for nothing, this bird, the zarziz, goes to the raven. Elimifnei, shumina, because the pshat is, this bird, the zarziz, is a type of a coin of a raven. Therefore, come to tell you, since it hangs around this type of a knife, it has a locha like it. The Gemara says, though, about so who goes like Rabbeleza? The Gemara says, no. Afilu tem Rabbanim, even if you want to say, according to Rabbanim, shochein v'nidme kamar. Here we're talking about that it lives around those birds, and it looks like it also. So even though you're not sure if it's the same type, if you have these two things, the bird looks like it, and it also lives near it, that's a proof to say it's also a knife. So if it's a diamond to an knife, that's tamei, so we say it's tamei. That's his halacha. If it looks like it and it lives near those birds, if it bird tummy, it's tar. Now the Mishnah says what to the Chagovim by grasshoppers, what's the symbol to say locust? What's the symbol to say that it's kosher? To say if the wings cover over most of the body. Kol sheishloi, the wings are cover over. Samora says, my rubai. What does it mean to say that the wings cover over most of the body? My rubai. Some of you don't arrive roif orkoi. Means that it covers over most of the length of the body. Called roif orkoi. If a yamala, some say no, roif hakefoi. It's not enough for length, but it has to go around the body. Most of the roundness of the body, it has to cover up most of the body. Not just down along the length of it, but hakefoi means all around it. Some of Prabhupada Papa says, Hilkach, therefore, binan roif orkoi, binan roif hakefoi. Since we're not sure, so the only locust that you're allowed to eat is locust has both of these simonim, that its wings cover up most of its body, both the lengthwise of it and the roundness of it. Tanu Rabbanan, read like this. What's going to be Ein Lei Achshav? If it doesn't have these extra legs right now, Ein Lei Achshav, but the Yosef Megadol, it'll have it later on. There's several also the type of locust. Let's see. Yeah, the Mishnah said what Lush was the Chagovim by the grasshoppers called Sheshle Abba are going to have four legs. The Abba can find the four wings. The Katsulim, that's this Katsulim, that's his extra legs in the front of it that it jumps with them. Ukinafa also with wings, Chayfnes Rubai. The Zophor explains what does it mean to say, Chayfnes Rubai, that the wings have to cover up most of the body, the length and the width, the roundness. Now Ukshavas, what does Katsulim mean? Katsulim, that's his extra two legs like that uses to jump with it. So Morris says, Ein Lei Achshav, even though this grasshopper doesn't have it yet, but the Osed Legod will grow later, Liachas Man, so it's kosher. Kegrein HaZachal, Mutter, this locust called the Zachal, that taka doesn't have it when it's first grown, born, but will have it later, much as Min Chagab Losh Nerami. That's Mutter. Reb Lezer, Reb Yesu Yomer, the Pesuk says, Asher Loi Karayim, that it will have these krayim, these legs. Rashi says, "Ksiv v'asher loy kori, kori." So the dashing this alpha p shem liyachiv no doesn't have it right now, but the yosid legad liyachazman it will also be kosher. Now my zachal, what is this grass? How was the zachal? Omrabaya askarin. It's the askarin. Much that they knew what it was. Right. Tanu rabbanim. Word like this. The pasuk says, "Es eilu mihem teichlu." These are the es arba. These are the ones of the locusts that you're allowed to eat. Yeah. It says what? Es eilu mihem teichlu arba. The Gemara says arba. What is the arba? Zu gavoy. It's this one, the gavoy. That's what it is. It's this type of a locust. The gavoy. So then the pasuk says saloyim. What's that? Zel Rishoyim, this type of a grasshopper. Then it says Chagol, what's that? Zel Nippon, that type of a grasshopper. Now, Chagav, when the post says Chagav, Zel Gideon, that's what it means. Well, these are all different types of locusts. Now, Matam Reimon, Leminoi, 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 Dalaponim. How come it says here four times the word Leminoi? Means each one it says to its kind. What does it come to teach us? Lohavi, Tziporis Krumim. It comes to include the Tziporis Krumim. That's one type, it's another type of a locust. The Yoichanon Yerushalmis. And it comes to include also the Yoichanon from Yerushalayim. And the Har Tzuvia comes to include this. The Har Zavronis. These are different types of locusts. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. So it says the Mineu means to include another type. Rashi says it's all Mins Loyim. Yeshlam Gabachas. Yeah. Min Chagol, yeah. Now, Tanu, the Adiv Rabbi Shmuel. Now, Tanu learn like this. Eilu Kloli Klolis. These are the general rules about them. V'yelu Prote Protis. And these are the special rules about them. So it's like this. That Arbe, when the Pasuk says Arbe, Zu Gavoy, it means the Gavoy. Then it says Leminoi. What's the first, what's part Leminoi? Lovi Tziporis. To come to